Well, Dougie, congratulations. That was a fantastic second-half performance tonight. You must be absolutely delighted.
Well, I thought it was a good performance the whole way through. You know, the first 15 minutes is very daunting. You know, it's going to be, you know, young players, and they expect to be under the cosh a little bit. And it's a good learning curve for the players for the first 15, 20 minutes. After that, I felt we started growing in confidence. We started passing the ball properly, defending properly, and without looking to score a goal in the first half, I thought we looked strong. And leading into the second half, I thought we got a foothold in it. And I thought from the second half onwards, there's only going to be one winner. Energy, desire, moving the ball, speed, you know, creating chances, you know. So very pleasing to watch that performance.
You must be pleased, though, with the character of the team coming back from behind.
What enables Wolf and Sean and Johnny Williams to have that is the people like Glenn Murray and Julian Speroni, David Wright, people like that, where the characters are already formed. You know, that enables the Wolfords and that to get into the game, the encouragement. Wolford, Saha and Sean Scanner, people like that, I wouldn't say they're good guys, but they're still learning their trade, and the character's not completely there yet, you know, they've got to learn a little bit. So it's good as a manager to see there's a good backbone to the team, allowing these young players to keep on going. You know, not many teams come here and it's 1-0 down, and they're still going to play and they're still going to pass it. And it's one lose or draw, you know, we still have the same mentality, which is very pleasing.
And Wilfred was pretty much unplayable, especially in that second half, wasn't he?
Well, Wilfred's an amazing young talent, and he's been like that throughout the season. If anybody's watched him, he's been really playing well. The thing is with Wilfred, he's on that training ground night and day, and he practices, and he wants to get as good as he can be. How good he'll be, my goodness me, I'm not too sure, but he can certainly go right to the top. If he continues the way he is, then I'm sure he will.
Three super finishes tonight.
Yeah, good goals, you know. I like it when, you know, my forwards are scoring, because it shows you their intent and their desire to get in there. And that's what I'm playing with Glenn Murray. You know, his intent to get in there. Wilfred Saha kept on going, you know, and Dan Ambrose. It's good that these guys are in their areas, and desire to score goals is pleasing.
Essentially, the performance came from a very solid back four tonight.
Well, that gives us the backbone, you know, and I see that off the field as well. It's not just on the field, off the field, you know. These guys at the Paddies and Jones and that, they're always there training every day and allowing the youngsters to learn from them. Come match day, you know, they're the sort of guys you can build your team on. They're the sort of guys that kept us up last year. They're the sort of guys that are going the right direction. You know, and that's again, I keep on saying, that's a pleasing thing to have an all-rounded team, which is pleasing. Youthfulness, experience, with that hunger and desire to go win football matches.
For all the possession they had in the first half, they really created very few chances, and Julian didn't really have an awful lot to save,
well,
did he?
Listen, they're a good team, Brighton, they're top of the league. They're going to have a lot of possession. You know, we did the decision to make as coaches, do we press in certain areas, and you know, we just felt we maybe paid them a little bit too much respect the first 15, 20 minutes. The young players grew into the game. One or two changes at half time, you know, one or two changes in the second half gave us the strength and the power to keep on pushing on, resulting in the win.
And young Jonathan Williams, another fine performance from him.
Great performance, you know. When I say I'm going to put these young kids in, it doesn't mean just in the first round against Crawl in the Cup, you know. It means I'm putting them in, you know, whenever I feel is the right time, because they're good enough. And if they're good enough, they'll play. We come away to Brighton, which is probably going to be the hardest test we'll look at this season. And, you know, I'm going to play three teenagers from the academy and a free transfer up top, you know. So it ain't too bad right now.
And after having three defeats in the Championship, we really needed to come back in this one,
well,
didn't we?
Well, that's for the media, you know. These players don't really need to prove anything to me. You know, I know they win matches because of the desire and the work ethic every day in training. They win football matches. And we'll lose three in a row again because they're only young. You know, we'll lose four in a row, but I just know they're going the right direction. That's the most pleasing thing, you know.
Another tough game on Saturday against West Ham, of course.
Yeah, which is good. That's just what the young guys are going to learn from. They're going to learn from these tough games. They're going to learn from Brighton. And I keep on saying, win, lose, or draw, they're going to learn. It's not if it's, you know, it's not a, we're in a different league from Brighton right now. They're the club with the big stadiums and the £1 million strikers and that. We're far from that. We're a couple of years behind doing that right now. We're a team that's trying to get better, trying to go in the right direction. So pretty much every game is going to be difficult for us. And that's how we need to view it right now.
This win tonight, it meant so much to the Palace fans, didn't it?
Well, the Palace fans have been through a lot in the last couple of years, and I just feel that they deserve a little bit of joy. And I think they deserve to watch these young players, you know. I think that gone are the days that we'll go and buy strikers and millions of pounds and put the club in any sort of danger. But the fans expect, you know, to see good football. Young players getting played and they're happy. Now, a bonus is we come away and we beat Brighton. You know, that's a big bonus for the fans. But I think they deserve a bit of joy in their life.
Well done tonight, Dougie.
Well done, mate.